dominate a specific section of a market. Use the sub-niche to become a specialist in that area. Build the website around being the best source of information for a customer in that industry. When you target a sub-niche rather than a full industry, your website becomes almost a Wikipedia on the subject of what you do and not a jack-of-all-trades for that industry, so your website will rank a lot faster for your desired keywords. When you look at an industry like plumbing, for example, they want boiler repairs, they want boiler installations, but it's very unlikely they want to deal with blocked toilets or jobs where they get covered in shit. When you drill down into a sub-niche and choose an inch-wide, mile-deep subsection of the market, you can tell a renter that they should only expect boiler jobs from this website. In most cases, this is the renter's target ideal work, meaning they do more of what they love and less of what they hate. This makes renting the website out much easier because they know 90% of the work is work they want to do and not work where they get covered in shit like they might get from a general plumbing website. For example, this website will only give you X jobs. They charge $2,000 for that job and rent the website for $1,200 PM, instant profit from a single job. Build your website around a small subsection that has a lot of work in it. Rent your website out to multiple businesses in different locations, or build multiple websites covering single locations and rent them to individual businesses. Once your business starts to grow, you can focus on renting out your websites to hundreds of businesses. However, in some cases, you may want to sell leads, which is a little more work but much more valuable. If you go down the lead sales path eventually, I would recommend using Lead Simplify to automate your lead collection, distribution, and sales. Once you've chosen your sub-niche and become a specialist, start building your websites around it. Start in one area with the aim of spreading across the country. You can rent your website to a business that covers one area. They may cover another area if you ask, or they may know someone in the same industry that covers a different city. You can turn them into affiliates by offering, say, 10% of everything their referrals spend with you. Remember recommendations. Word-of-mouth renters are much more likely to stick long-term because they have come to you through a trusted source. If a friend ever recommends anyone to you, you may have noticed you feel a small sense of connection to that person much more than you would if you had found them online and called them. This is very powerful and should be utilized in all businesses, not just digital real estate. Summary: choose a sub-niche to dominate, build a website around being the best source of information for a customer in that industry, and rank faster for your desired keywords. When you look at an industry like plumbing, you can drill down into a sub-niche and choose an inch-wide, mile-deep subsection of the market. This allows you to rent your website out to multiple businesses in different locations or to individual businesses. Once your business starts to grow, you can focus on renting out your websites to hundreds of businesses or sell leads. Once you've chosen your sub-niche, start building your websites around it. You can rent your websites to businesses that cover one area and turn them into affiliates. Recommendations. Word-of-mouth renters are much more likely to stick around long-term because they have come to you through a trusted source.